The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Click, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's. Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, July 2025. I hope you guys are out there doing well. And I hope that if you're celebrating a birthday, that you did so well in decency and in order. So happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday. If you're not celebrating a birthday, happy Earth Day to you, because you're still in the land of the living. Praise God, you're here. My God, you're still with us. So it's a grateful thing. It's a wonderful thing that you're still with us, being able to jam the way that we are. Always being able to talk about fresh news and smart talk. We are in the depth of summer now. A lot of persons look like they're traveling and doing some stuff off-island. So we're here. It seems like alone. But I'm grateful to be here with you guys. The line's going to be wide open if you want to be able to join me in conversation. Let me shout out a couple people before we do anything today. The Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation invites you to vote now in the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel and Sustainability Awards at Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link. Support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. The best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. Shout out to the Ministry of Tourism for being able to do that. And also, Pop the Top with Kalika's back. They want to be able to remind you guys that you could win $200,000 in cold, hard cash. As it relates to, well, not just cold, hard cash. Also, you can be able to win and merchandise and whatnot. So you can be able to do that. Just pop the top of one of your favorite Click Bears. Look under that and you can become a winner. All right? You could follow the instructions from there. And, you know, Click just wants to be able to remind you to drink responsibly by cold hard cash. It's out there. All right? And also, I got to let you guys know, I've been talking to you about these things. Now I can give you some insight. I can talk to you about it, just a little taste. And then we can, you know, I just talk to you about these progressive steps that we take to be able to find ourselves in better position. I want to start my weight loss journey again. I feel like Oprah every time I start to tell you this. Like, Gail should be sitting with me. It's like, oh my God, girl, and you wouldn't. Yeah, every time, you know what I mean? Like, as a man, I don't want to talk about this, right? But nonetheless, I think it's important because it's important for me and it's important for my family, my wife. She says, I want you to be around for the babies. You got to do this. You got to do, okay, babies, praise God, baby doll. Nonetheless, so I started this, right? And I wanted to kind of give it a jump start. We talked about this. We talked about this detox that I did. The thing throw my body all the way off. I keep forgetting I'm getting older, right? The thing throw me off horribly. I just came from the South Beach Clinic this morning. Being able to check on some stuff, didn't feel the way that I would normally feel in my body. And I didn't like how some things happen, nonetheless. All right? So I went to see one of my good friends who went to Cuba with us, right? And just sat down there and just being able to check on some stuff. But it was just a detox. It was a detox. It started off with water. I did it for 21 days. No food. No food for 21 days. No food. No zero, zero, zilch, nada, nothing. Right? No shakes. No milkshakes. No protein shakes. No Ensure. No nothing. It was just water for the first 7 days. And then 7 days after that, I got maybe about 4 days in, 5 days in. 7 days after that, I was supposed to do the green fat, the green tea, the green drink, green juice smoothie thing, whatever. It goes 2 cucumbers, celery, 7 apples, a thumb of ginger, a pinch of cilantro, a hand of parsley, cayenne pepper, and I think cayenne pepper was the culprit here, right? And 2 limes. So this was supposed to be I was supposed to be drinking this for about 14 days in my mind. I didn't buy everything for it. My fridge got the things ready now. I drank that for maybe about 4 days, and my skin started freaking right out. You know what I mean? Like, you ever get bite from jellyfish, and then you see, like, hives or something like that? I scratched it. The whole thing turned dark. I said, hold on, wait, what's going on here? I had to pull back from that. Left that alone, gone back to the water. Still didn't eat anything. I said, I should be able to hold. I wanted to do it for 45 days. I said, I should be able to hold out. I couldn't. What I mean, I couldn't. I literally did not have the strength. I literally, if you could remember, I was dragging on the radio. I literally did not have the strength to do anything. Literally. And this was just a desire that I had to kind of kickstart this, you know, my system. Right? Remember I told you I didn't eat chicken for a long time. I didn't eat beef for a long time. And I said, maybe I have like a gut issue. So this was me in my mind. And I don't know whether or not this is, you know, it's kind of a self-diagnosis, TikTok, Google type thing that I did. But nonetheless, I figure I would kickstart my system by being able to shock it, don't put nothing in it, restart everything, and then I should be good again. Well, I've tried chicken for the first time in years, and I'm good. I have any issues. I don't have any issues, right? But I'm saying all that to say to you that being able to kickstart this journey that you're on, sometimes you need this kind of a guide. You need assistance from a doctor. I've been looking for that additive for me, right? And, you know, this may be a taboo conversation for a lot of persons to have. I've been looking for that additive. I've been looking for that extra thing to assist me, because when I was young, it was my metabolism, my strength, my endurance, right? Yeah, I could keep go on and on and on and on at 20 years old. But now, 20 years later, you know, I'm depleted in certain areas and I need assistance. So this is my thought of assistance. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. You don't have to be able to go, you know, all out in the manner that I did, especially without being able to have anyone helping you along with that journey, right? Other than my wife, who's saying to me, you shouldn't do that, you should go to the doctor. And I'm like, I'm fine, I don't need to go to the doctor. Until I'm like, I don't think I could do this. I got to go to the doctor. Okay? Yeah. You could be able to deal with some stuff if you're looking for a journey, if you're looking to be able to reset some stuff, if you're looking to be able to reset your gut, if you're looking to be able to kind of hydrate your colon, get yourself back in the position where you could see yourself going once, twice, three times a day after you would have ingested your food, so forth and so on. What you would want to do is reach out to Dr. Teresa Adderley Smith. And she's with Cocoa Plum Wellness. I say this to you. This is me telling you my story, my information. Like I said to you, I just come from Southeast Clinic. And shouts out to Mr. Gardner. He says how they listen to you every day. So I appreciate you, Mr. Gardner, right? And you're going to need someone to be able to travel with you, right? So Dr. Teresa, who would have been on this journey, who would have done the hydrocolonics, who would have been able to assist. Listen to me. If I could get gruesome with you just for 2 seconds, this journey that I took this kind of a self-proclaimed path for realignment that I took, right? Which included prayer, a lot of prayer. So it was fasting and prayer, essentially, right? But this journey that I took placed me in the position where as I depleted my system, right? I saw all my good bacteria, everything gone. Listen to me. I'm sure I had a candida, A candida problem where I was craving too much sugar. I couldn't understand what I say. I too groaned for this. Why the hell would I, why do I want sugar? This doesn't even make sense, right? I said, okay, boom. This was sort of the thing that led me up to it. And so we find ourselves in this kind of a position, and my tongue was white, right? You scrub it, and my tongue was still white. So I said, oh, no, I have an issue, right? And that's how the journey really started. And I weaned myself off of all those things. But what happened is that it needed to be accompanied with the proper assistance because I still didn't have that past that I needed to have. Can I say this? Can we talk like this? I still didn't have the past that I needed to have. I could feel that there is a shifting in my body, but in terms of evacuation, during the time that I was on this detox, I could not get it to evacuate. Can I say this? Just be decent about this. And then I said, I need Dr. Teresa Adley. Now, she's in the One West Plaza, so you could be able to assist her 445-8111, 445-8111. Or you could be able to hit up www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. And I need to say this to you because this is something that I want to share with you. All right? And it's not going to be easy, but you could do it. If you want to reset yourself, if you want to try to wean yourself off all the bread, all the sugars, all those particular things, if you want to be able to see if you can do that, I think you can. It was not difficult for me at all. The first 3 days are the most difficult days life has to offer when you're starting off this journey. But after you get over those 3 days, you're good. You're good. You are good. Now, you just got to make sure that you find yourself in a good position. You don't know. I don't know your health position. I don't know whether or not you got diabetes or this or that or whatever the case may be. You got high blood and all these things like that. Some of these things are not designed for you to do by yourself. So you want to be able to find someone who can assist you with that. And Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, she's a great person, a great resource that can be able to assist you. 445-8111, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. All right, 40% drop in major crimes. Murders down by 27%. 8 suicides in the first half of 2025. This is heavy stuff, man. Stabbing of a woman on a ship was a result of rejection. This is what the police say. Isn't that in the past 2 months? Wouldn't this be the second stabbing of an African? A murder, rather, in the seas here in the Bahamas, right? Prime Minister, we are rushing biometric voters card, right? And Bahamas Striping secured $100 million loan from the Africs. What's the Afri XM Bank? So, yeah, I don't know where you are today. I don't know where your mind is today. I know that we are in vacation mode. I am getting myself prepared to go on vacation also. I want to be able to take some time off, okay? Now, I wouldn't say this out loud, but my people who I depend upon, they also taking time off. They go on a vacation too. Yeah, you know, Devin is my guy. Ambassador Devin, Ambassador Devin Rowe, he often sits in for me when he is, when I'm taking a little time off, right? And I often have Garth sit in for me. Garth on vacation and Ambassador Devin Rowe, because I told you I want to go to South Carolina also with him. He's going to be having an event there from the 12th to the 15th, something like that. So I want to be able to take some time off to do that. So we're going to have to figure out how we can do this, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to figure this out. we are going to have to figure out how we're going to be able to have someone sit in this space for us to be able to talk to you for the month of August, essentially, right? And find out, a balanced voice that can be able to talk national issues, that can talk some other stuff like that. And so I'm going to see if I could be able to do some scouring and searching out and vetting some persons to sit in this kind of a space for me. Kind of hold it down for me while I'm taking the month of August. I want to take the entire month of August off. Yeah, I need to be refreshed, okay? I got to go on a little sabbatical to get myself renewed, revived, restored, refreshed, and come back in September, God spare our lives, and be able to do some stuff that I envision as we get deeper into political times and being able to talk about those things, all right? So if you have any ideas, guys, if you want to be able to assist me with that, I'd love you to do so. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. How would have you ever considered this person? They'll be great. Yeah, I try to do that throughout the year and try to get some persons in there and try to give them some exposure. But, during political times, I really don't want to be viewed in one light or another. I'm getting problems with that recently. Yeah. I'm getting problems with that recently. Where I don't want to be viewed as an FNM. I don't. It doesn't matter my former affiliation and relationship or proximity to the organization. I am not an FNM. I'm not. I'm not an FNM. And whilst we sit in this position and scrutinize the organization for what they should and should not do, I don't want to be viewed as tethered to the organization. That's just not who I am. I'm not an FNM. I'm not. All right? And I don't think FNMs understand that. So there is a desire for, well, Howard, why you aren't good with the party? Why you ain't saying this for the party? Why you ain't supporting this? Why you ain't, hey, let's cut this out. Let's cut this out. Let's cut this immaturity, foolishness out. Okay? Howard, we need you to support the FNM wholeheartedly. There's four or five people I support wholeheartedly. That's my wife and children. I can't even get away, man, Jesus. I can't get away, man. My wife and my children. That's it. I take care of them. Because the FNM never had appreciation for the commitment that anyone would have made. Well, no, I can't say anyone. Me. It wasn't me. It ain't for me. It ain't for me. And so whatever I offer the movement, I always try to be balanced and offer the exact same thing to the Progressive Liberal Party and try to afford everyone an opportunity to be able to be balanced in that space. That had led to a significant pushback. If I tell you the story one day, oh my God. Oh my God. But thank God for people who's go to bat for you because they would want to kill you and fire you from your job. All over politics. These people, the devil is a liar. Let's jam today, guys, and talk about these particular things. Maybe you want to talk about this 14% drop in major crimes. Are we nitpicking to be able to identify these things, or do you feel this alleviation from crime? This 8 suicides is wild. Let's talk about this, guys. The line's going to be wide open. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans tailored to suit your business's needs. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola is giving away up to $25,000 of hot cash this summer. To enter, upgrade any premium combo from 1 through 12 to a medium or a large for your chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Don't miss your chance to win big this summer. Visit your neighborhood Wendy's, upgrade your favorite lunch combo, and win hot cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. A very out and open. I wanted to go to the PLP rally last night. It looked good right there. When I passed it on Wolf Road, I listened to a little pieces of it. And it seemed like they're battle ready. Ready to jam and being able to do these things. I don't know whether or not the PLP's overtone offensive and relentlessly being able to explain itself away from its position. I don't think that's a necessity. I don't think it is. Maybe some people think it is. But I don't think that they're elevated positions politically in the country. They have a good vantage point. This is just me through observation. And I think that they should drive full steam ahead with their agenda and being able to bring that to the fruition and bring that to the forefront. The lines are wide open, guys. Give me a call. 323, like I said, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, so I'm on the murders and the suicide rate.
Let's talk about them.
You know, it's kind of a misconstrued. It's kind of misconstrued, you know, because, like, you know, you know, it says the murders are down by 40% and suicides are up by 60%, right? Mm-hmm. That means that more people are dying by suicide in terms of percentages.
By their own hands.
More people are dying. Okay. Now, those numbers would be different if the persons who are dying from that, you know, say, you know, if they just tripped and ran after the persons who, you know, if they tripped and just ran after the persons who are messing with them, right? You know, higher murder rates. Okay? Now, on the other question you raised, I don't think it's so much anti-PLP or anti-FNM. Okay, you know, it's how we see. Okay, now on your show, you know, if you had spent as much time on the PLP as you did on the FNM, it may be a kind of different story. Okay? Now, but I think, you know, your personal experience with the FNM, you know, probably have things off just a bit. But I think, you know, you want to be fair and balanced. You know, it's going to be a hard struggle for you, you know, especially in this season. But I believe you're up to it.
This is going to be a hard struggle for me to be fair and balanced, right?
Yeah. No, see, our personal experiences kind of form our perspective. Okay? See, you know, it's not that you are anti-FNM. Okay? But you know, especially last week, you know, things kind of went off the skid in terms of who was being cut off and like who was being allowed to speak. You know, now it should be only a blip on the screen, you know, and now things are back to normal. But it's, you know, politics is a strange cycle, buddy.
Yeah. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I want to say to you that I am not anti any political organization in this country as it relates to their contribution for national growth and development. I'm not. As it relates to my personal sentiments towards an organization, yeah, it's a whole different story. Yeah, it's a whole different story. So my objective view sitting in this particular capacity would only be through the lens of what's good for the country and scrutinizing the organizations, both the FNM and the PLP, accordingly. This is my hope and expectation. But when I sit here and I dissect these things, and I always try to give you past, present, future. Just all my conversations with you, past, present, future. I always try to be able to identify where have we seen this before and try to be able to stretch it far and wide to say that this is not the first time that this representation has shown itself. This existed at this particular juncture. I always try to go past, present, future, right? And the future is the expectations of where we're going forward from this particular juncture. Now, the truth is, the Free National Movement, whether my relationship, my proximity, my identification, you know what I said to my wife last night? I had to go get some icy hot for my leg. My leg was, anyway, so we went down to the pharmacy to get some icy hot. And I was talking to her, and I just was just, I just talk. So just talking to her, and then I said to myself, I said out loud, I said, I think I was indoctrinated into the Free National Movement in 1992. I think not in word form, but in deeds, in actions. My mother and my uncles jump in the streets, right? All my uncles except my oldest uncle. He ain't into that. He's 100% PLP. 100%! Jesus! What? No, boy. He ain't playing that. So all my uncles, the ones who could be swayed, were in the middle of the road celebrating for the Free National Movement. Now, leading up to this, this is right around the time of Hurricane Andrew and stuff like that. Leading up to this, there wasn't much deep, heavy conversation about politics. You didn't see that, right? And this was like sort of an awakening for me. I'm coming into a teenage time, you know. So observations are different for me. When I saw my mother, like, she was billowing, like, out of her belly. She screamed so hard with a glee. The Free National Movement had won. And my uncles, right? My uncle, he's called your older cousin, but Grammy didn't let you call him uncle, right? So my Grammy's sister, oldest child, we still call him uncle, right? So Dave was in the road. He couldn't find nothing. He had a red umbrella. He grabbed the umbrella. He used to have a little van. He ride up and down in 8 Mile Rock with the red umbrella. Everybody in 8 Mile Rock was in the road when the FNM went. FNM went in 1992. That changed my perspective of politics in the country. And gave me, in my mind, I wanted to be a part of this organization because my community was so close to it. And over the years, I did everything I could do. Everything I could do to prove myself to this organization. And not just to the organization, but to prove myself to my family of my worth and value for contribution to this organization. That's how it worked for me. Right? Because I saw that glee, that liberty, that idea of freedom that fell upon not only my family, but the entire community, right? I say entire community. There's the people who's in the road. There's some people who definitely support the PLP 100%, right? When I saw that, I wanted to be a part of that. Over the years, I did everything, and at every single juncture, I was rejected from the Free National Movement. At every Jesus juncture, and only hindsight could tell me that, because I was blinded from as a 12-year-old little boy. And I kept trying to circumnavigate the roadblocks that were before me, to find a way to serve the Free National Movement. And then something got to hit you as you get to be an old man. You got to be stupid to serve something that ain't want nothing to do with you. It's me. This is me talking to myself. And so as I grew and matured into understanding politics, I had a greater respect and appreciation for the PLP over the past 15 years of my life. Can I be honest with you and have this conversation? This is not a biased thing. I believe that the PLP has gone off track many times. But if I look at their origin, their inception, the way that they galvanized people at the origin of their organization, and the spirit associated with why these particular things were done, I always have to give them the edge on certain things and how everything was birthed out of their organizations. And so as I look at that, I know at this juncture, I have the responsibility of being able to be nationalistic and identifying what should be done for the betterment of the entire country. If there's heavy-handedness as it relates to the scrutiny for the Free National Movement, it's only because of that 12-year-old boy that existed in me. That 12-year-old boy that says, weren't you supposed to be the party of liberty? Weren't you supposed to be the party of transparency? Weren't you supposed to be the party of accountability? Weren't you supposed to be the party of trust? Weren't you supposed to be the party for the people? That's the 12-year-old boy in me. And so there may be a heavy-handed scrutiny on the Free National Movement based upon that 12-year-old boy. But the truth of the matter is that the organization has morphed into an organization, into a beast that no one recognizes. And if you sit here and you are content with how things are structured in the organization and the lack of leadership that exists in this particular space, now I'm not talking about Michael Pintard as an individual. I'm talking about the lack of cohesion and a unified front to an objective in the organization. If you're going to sit here with me, with your convictions and all your faculties in order, and you can tell me you can look at the Free National Movement and you stay wrong with it, then I don't know whether or not I want to engage you in a conversation, because there's no honesty here. There's no honesty here. And I can't begin a dialogue with you if you're going to do so deliberately and specifically from a position of deflection. What am I going to be talking for? This don't even make no sense, Bala. We might as well don't even talk. We might as well don't even talk. And if you want to start a conversation into the depth of nostalgia and tell me about when the time was before, oh my God. We still have not gotten to a present position. I tell you, our conversation should be past, present, future. And I have no problem with the past, but we cannot neglect and negate from the present position and then talk about, based upon these two elements, the potential or the expectation for the future. Yeah. So I want to be balanced. I want to be fair. But I don't want to be naive. I'm tired of that. The 12-year-old boy, I had to murder him. He finished. I don't want nothing to do with it no more. And I stay in my place and stay in my space. And allow those fanatics and those particular persons who would do whatever it takes to get victory without integrity, let them do their thing. But I will hold up a standard for my expectations for those that serve in this country in a particular capacity, because I was taught that and I saw the standard and I read about the standard even before I was here. So that's just me. Let's take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation. You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers,
for window decals, reading cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Out here jamming the way that we are, and I know that most of you may be on vacation, most of you are in vacation mode, and for those of us who are out here and all those persons who participated last night, give me a call, tell me how you enjoyed the rally last night. Was it good? Was it a good showing? Are you enthusiastic about it? We heard from Shane Gibson yesterday, Shane Gibson, who has indicated that he will not be giving himself for frontline politics in the next general election. Then he said, scratch that. I'm not giving myself anymore for any elections at all. And I thought that was peculiar. Can I say that I thought that was peculiar? I thought that he was a ride or die as it relates to his commitment to be able to get back into this particular space, his determination to be able to find himself back at the forefront. And I thought he was going to kind of push it to the limit, to find himself at the forefront. But he gracefully bows out. That's one thing about the PLP. I might as well tell you the truth. That's one thing that I've seen about the PLP. They know how to get their people in line. Yeah, because his defiance, you remember this? It's his defiance in West Grand Bahama. Brave got to go. Oi, brave got to go. Yeah, you remember this? All these things like that. And, you know, it didn't ruffle the prime minister's feathers at all. He stood steadfast in his position, doing what he has to do. And Sheen made modifications to his posture. He stepped back. Kingsley got the nomination. We congratulated Kingsley. He even found himself victorious in that particular capacity. When we saw Basil McIntosh step back from MyCal and being able to identify his next steps in his life, what would do. The next name that came up in that space was Shane Gibson. The next name that showed up in that particular space, informally, it wasn't like a formal anything, right? Informally, was Shane Gibson. The very next thing. And so when I saw that, I said, this is going to be a difficult one. But if you'll let Shane Gibson back in, he's going to do and do and do until he becomes the prime minister of this country. That's the first thing that came on my mind. Yeah, Shane ain't gonna stop until he finds himself in the position where he is leader of the organization and eventually leader of the country. And now, to be able to hear him step back, there is a dynamic shifting in politics. There is, and listen to me, this is like the threshing floor. This is like the wailers, right? Like Bob Marley and the Wailers. Like, this is the wailing period. This is the travailing period, the crying out period that we see in our politics. With the introduction or possible introduction and conversations that continues to beat around the bush with Bastian, right? The introduction thereof, with that commitment that we've seen and that kind of lion's focus from the deputy leader and deputy prime minister, Chester Cooper, with the pronouncements that we've seen subtly. We know politicians have a desire to become leader. We know a politician has a desire to be able to find himself at the helm. But these flippant approaches that's from North Abaco and North Eleuthera and finding themselves, I'll be prime minister one day, I'm the prime minister of North Abaco. We're seeing that there is a shift afoot in the PLP. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know what you're seeing. And we see the exact same thing in the FNN. Sometimes we have to pause to recognize that the seasons are changing, that the signs of the time are not necessarily always in the star, in the sky, but the signs of the times are in the mouths, not only the babes, but the babes of these politicians. With Robin Lyons and the pushback that they had, we saw that there was a shift. We saw that there was a shift. With Dame Margaret, we saw that there was a shift. With the penultimate campaign with Fred Mitchell, we see that there's a shift. There is a shift afoot in our politics. And this is an exciting time. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You all got me in a submarine today. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
You from God Bahami.
What'd you say?
You scared on Bahami. Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
All right, here, Papa. Go ahead.
Okay. On what you say, Bashir Gibson. First of all, Howard, you think maybe I could send a little shout out or request, maybe? I think Charlene Ferguson, who's through the news, or the people who's through the news, that maybe if there's any clip they have there with the Minister of Education speaking to that slash rally last night, what they call it, Link Up? I hear the news this morning on most of the radio stations. I think she was one of the speakers. I don't know if she spoke or not. It wasn't live on the TV or the radio, so I was wondering if they have any clip. I wanted to hear what she had to say, because I think she's prime minister material, and I think some of the things them. Most of the things what she's doing, a lot of stuff there in education, what we was talking about a lot of long time ago, she was able to implement it. I guess with the help of the prime minister, the Eastern Minister of Finance, some of those things was costing funds. So if they can encrypt, they could maybe play something on them every hour.
I can look for something.
Take a break if it's possible.
I can look for something.
All right, Howard, were you talking about Shane Gibson? You there?
Yeah, Shane Gibson said he finished with politics. He say he's done.
Would you take the name right out of my mouth when you say, and if he to get back and he was going straight to be prime minister? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No, but I don't see nothing
I
wrong with that.
I thought about somebody. I thought about Sabas. I said, Excellency Sabas, when you talk about getting in there and going to be prime minister. See, what I believe going on with Shane Gibson, right? It's just my opinion, political opinion. I know he made that decision, him and his family, himself, but I think he was frustrated. From our chairman, people like our chairman, Mr. Fred Mitchell, and our prime minister, our leader, our Brave Davis. I believe Shane is one of them types, then. He rather back on the side before he come and say, well, break up the house just to get his point across, or just to say that he's deserving also. He's a part of the family, and he deserved to do certain things. But I give the credit to Fred Mitchell and Brave Davis for him. A part of him making up his decision. See, some of us different. See, Lady Finlay, remember Lady Finlay, how she gone to the grave and put Fred Mitchell them in their place and tell them that you trying to reuse her dead husband as a stepping stone? Remember when Brave Davis say things like he wanted Fred Mitchell to be the chairman, he trusts him? Well, we had that great lady, they always talking about woman in the party, right? That Robin Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I think she might still be a part of the party. But, you know, everybody's dealing with things differently. So how Shane deal with it is how some people would deal with it. But I think he was frustrated by Fred Mitchell and people like our leader, Prime Minister David. Listen, I hear you saying, if you think the FNM will win, if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, you're saying something about the problems what they have or pointing out the things of you don't think they have no problems, right? Something like that you were saying?
No, it's just that people are called and try to be able to reject the idea that the FNM is dealing with a lot of issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think every political organization is dealing with a lot of issues. But like,
but the
like
FNM
I said,
does have some issues with
the
FNM are dealing with what could be
every, they
potentially
could, they could be solved
them politically on being the next government.
Yeah, but
they
see,
do.
They are having okay. So
and we got to give credit to you, Howard, for pointing a lot of you and God for pointing it out to us also.
See,
but my question
but they don't
to you,
like
right
they don't
the,
like
yes.
that. They don't like me saying okay. Let me tell you this. Let me say this to you.
Well, do,
allegedly, this is the relentless allegations that are coming down from these people. I got MCMs calling me. I got all these people calling me. Potentially four women. That are looking and vying for a position in Southern Shores right now. Right now. One, you got Miriam Emanuel. You got, who else you got?
Denley. Good people, but what their point is, because we
all it is potentially, all four of them are being rejected.
All four
of the women, this is potentially what is by design.
There yet, so we're only speculating right now.
This is speculation and the information that came to me. Potentially,
okay,
all four women will be rejected to let in the chairman.
I think that's problematic.
This is bananas to me.
That's confusing.
This
I
is bananas to me.
Listen to me. First, when I hear them saying they ain't give Dr. Minnis the nomination, because I remember when with Dwayne Sandstein, Nufwas didn't agree. Even PLPs are telling Dr. Minnis, don't give him the nomination, but don't give it to him. But he look like he have a political chip on his shoulder or something, right? He got it. So when they say they ain't giving him it, I think that was crazy. This will be crazy to reject four women and put him there. Howard, that ain't my point.
Four
point.
Women.
Ask you,
listen.
I won't hang up and let you answer this if it's possible.
Go ahead.
Or after you go to the next caller. Man, Howard, please, man. You and God being pointing out all the things, and not all, some of the things that what is so wrong with the effort. And with the vehement people, we agree. And it's surprising, and it's kind of dumb and stupid politically, like I said before. But please point out some of the things with my party, the PLP party.
Yes, they're
doing some things, them. But you remember the blueprint for change?
Yeah.
Plenty things, them, what they promise us, they blatantly rejecting and telling us it's more important than things, them. Howard, the PLP is doing some things, them. But they are too secretive, Howard, with our business. It's almost like the Jeff Epstein case, like how they so secretive
Papa,
with the files. It's our business they're dealing with, and they have a problem with explaining, and when we ask questions, they try to make it political, like we're stupid and we shouldn't be asking the question. So Howard, please, what are some of the things that, what is a downfall for my party right
now?
I can talk about it.
I appreciate it. It's 1 o'clock. I can talk about it. Papa, Jeffrey Epstein is wild. I can go on the radio. Wild. I'm not going to fight you. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Get the news. When we get back, we can have a conversation about these particular things. You may not like it. You may want to cuss me. You know, why that boy don't shut up? Howard, shut your big mouth up, blah, blah, whatever you want to do. You may want to cuss. But this is egregious, man. This is egregious. That you don't, there's no integrity in the organization no more. You think this is a game. You're playing with people's future. You're playing with the potential of what can happen in the organization. You're playing with the idea of good ruleship that we're looking for in this country, all for the purposes of you just trying to strategically find a position. We got to stop this, man. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, July 29th, 2025. Hope you guys are good out there. The lines are wide open. We started to talk about some things. Papa wanted to be able to scrutinize the Progressive Liberal Party. I think I've done that. Significantly over the past several years. More specifically, I've scrutinized the Prime Minister and his objective. I was able to get sort of feedback on this particular idea and concept as it relates to, I often said that his campaign presented a dual campaign. It was a global campaign that it seems, for me, that he was seeking to be able to align himself in a position where he could be among a great deal of people being able to speak to climate change and being able to bring that to the forefront for the Caribbean, right? Now, it was never pronounced in that particular manner, but this is what I saw behind the veil. Two campaigns. One was sort of a incoherent, casual approach to campaigning when it comes to dealing with people on the ground here in the country. And this kind of a polished, high-flying eagle of a campaign that when he presented himself in the international audience and in the market, he became the voice for a great deal of persons. You remember when he did a little press run and he was all on of NBC and other spaces being able to talk about climate change in the Caribbean? And, you know, being able to really take a strong position and saying, you know, we don't produce, right? Similar to how we don't produce guns. And, you know, we're having so many persons, you know, bring these things in here. We don't produce the poppy that is make cocaine. And we have these issues. We don't produce the factories, not at great scale, that causing this sort of greenhouse effect or the rising of the temperatures of this and that. So we would have seen Prime Minister take on a campaign that I thought was a little out of his range. And so I got some information almost directly from the source and start to talk about the importance of relationships, start to talk about the importance of those particular things, and then drew examples of how we were benefit and how we as a nation benefited from those relationships of being able to touch people and find ourselves in the right position at the right time to make some things happen. I think I was a significant critic. I didn't go into depth as the, you know, flying Fred and the Prime Minister always missing. I don't do that. But I like to kind of give a sound example of what I saw. And so doing that, I scrutinized it. And then I indicated just a couple months ago, at the beginning of this year, at the end of last year, I said the PLP has not done some stuff. But in the event that they decide to deal with some low-hanging fruit, that they take care of people like Papa, that they take care of people like, who else is called, right? Anton. That they take care of people who found themselves indifferent with the organization, that they take care of those persons who said, you haven't taken care of me. If the PLP has shifted its focus back on the quote-unquote grassroots people and start to touch them to make them realize some things. Maybe there's some entrepreneurial monies that you could be able to inject so they can get some business done. Maybe there are some opportunities. Maybe some people just want a little contract. I don't know what this is. Whatever this is. Some people who have construction companies looking to build. Whatever these things are, if the PLP can take care of their grassroots, they could win the next general election. This is the kind of conversation that we had from the end of last year to the beginning of this year. What we've seen is the PLP shift significantly. That's what I've seen. Now, if you want to be able to, if you want to be able to argue whether or not they have shifted significantly, the sentiment only exists on the ground. The amount of persons that popped up, the amount of persons that showed up, the language that has shifted on the radio stations, the language that has shifted on the talk shows, the language that has shifted on the TV shows, so forth and so on, about the Progressive Liberal Party from its own members, and then this opposing view from those, from whether the PLP or the COI, I'm sorry, whether the PLP, I'm sorry, the FNM or the COI, who has opposing views, would now inject that, oh, maybe the PLP didn't do this particular thing right. So it's semantics. For me, when it's time to scrutinize, I will do that. When it's time to be able to dissect, I will do that. And now you may be feeling different about the fact that I have more to dissect about the FNM, because the FNM doesn't have any power. Not from the state, not from an elevated position to be able to acquire what they're looking for. They're looking for leadership in this country. They're looking to take the helm of leadership in this country. And the promises that they've made outside of leadership, they can't even keep that. The promises that they've made to individuals outside, they can't keep that. How is there any expectation that they'll do that when they get when they acquire the leadership potentially? How? How? If there's lack of integrity in the commitment that you make to people right now, how is it that all of a sudden, with this sort of a angelic fall that's going to be that fall fresh upon you like the dew in the morning, you're going to all the way, right away, yes, we're going to do right now. No rejuvenation, no revival, no restoration, no realignment, no commitment to the people. You just walk from one space to another, and we expect you to be a whole new person when you get leadership, when you hold the helm of power by the proverbial altar. You have the power now. How can we expect you to not to remain steadfast and committed to the Bahamian people? And you're showing us example after example after example right now as we observe you. As we observe you right now, you're showing us example after example. And then you have your people on speed dial in your groups. Call him now. Bam. Cuss him out. Bam. All you are jackrabbits. You are like rabbits with rabies as you continue to be able to foam and salivate over what you're told to do without being able to recognize that you're doing this to the detriment of yourself. Because you know, over the past three election cycles, Free National Movement members have been asking for the organization to commit themselves to its people. That has not happened. And you're still like a crazed jackrabbit with rabies, going nowhere. This is just me. This is just observing. You can't keep a commitment whilst we out here in a relationship before formality. I said, as my fiance, you can't keep a commitment, but I expect you to be decent as a husband. How? How? Oh, yeah, well, you know, he's only sweetheart now, but when he become a husband, child, he ain't a sweetheart. Oh, what the hell do you mean? That's all a man know how to do. He's a sweetheart. He's a serial sweetheart. No. That's what he just do. No transformation. This man moving from one space to another, he carrying the same habits with him. That's been my argument about the organization. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Let's go, Albert. Let's get it. Good afternoon. How you doing, bro?
What you saying, man? Everything good? What you saying?
Boy. Albert. You see why these people don't like you?
They hate me so bad? I don't even... Huh? I'm such a nice guy.
Man, how are you dangerous, you know?
I think I'm such a nice guy.
Definitely, I agree with you entirely, right? No question about it. As a matter of fact, many times, both you and I are too nice and too diplomatic, right? Sure. When people deserve the exact and extreme opposite. But look, man, Howard, all we've been doing, in particular me and you, all we have been doing is analyzing, scrutinizing, explaining, over-explaining, under-explaining the Progressive Liberal Party since we've come to office. Me and you in particular have been doing that, Howard, regularly. We've been doing that so much, Howard, that people begin to question who I am, you know?
Yeah, they question your loyalty. Yeah, they question your loyalty.
Although I was a PLP from I was in my father's loins.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Yeah, I understand.
But I'm not the kind of PLP who is no yes sir or no sir. I'm a man. I don't play them kind of games. I'm a PLP who will stand with you to the end, even when those who are around you are afraid to tell you, Emperor, you're naked. I'm the kind of PLP who will tell you, Emperor, you're naked, and help you to get clothed. Not just leave you naked or not talk behind your back. I will talk to the Emperor and help the Emperor to find his or her way. That's the kind of PLP that I am. That's the kind of behemoth that I am. That's the kind of man you is. If we could speak in behemoth vernacular.
Yeah.
And listen, Howard, last night, I was just thought. And because we've been so focused on the government of the day, the opposition has gotten a big blight. A big blight.
And no one, it's, Antoine, you know, I can say this to you. People take no consideration, no consideration that I have not dissected the Free National Movement until they give me that first 17. When they roll them first 17, out, I say, well, Jesus, what the hell are you all doing?
There was even a major analysis that you did across the entire country.
Listen, listen.
On the Progressive Liberal Party's members of parliament.
Listen, 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 Antoine. I said nothing about the leadership. The only one person in the leadership in the Free National Movement I continue to be able to put to work was Dwayne Sands.
The national chairman.
Dwayne Sands. Yes. I keep saying that. Dwayne Sands. He keep calling me. He keep cussing me out. I cuss him back. We cussing. Right? We dealing with everything. And I come out here and I dissect Dwayne Sands. I see Michael Pintard being the leader, the deputy leader, and the chairman. And I said nothing about the organization until they give me the first 17. When they give me the first 17.
Listen, Howard, listen, man. Like you, I too think Pintard is a decent bohemian who someday will make a good leader, right? However, Howard, it ain't happen right now. Listen, Howard, he had the perfect opportunity, if we could speak honestly like we normally do, Howard. He had the perfect opportunity to demonstrate, not just talk, demonstrate to the Bohemian people his willingness to get it right with the rolling out of his first 17 candidates to show that he is building a formidable opposition to challenge a well-oiled Brave Davis PLP wave machine. But he failed in that, Howard. He has failed in that. He's gonna have to come real strong with the balance, the other 22, possibly 23, if there's another constituency added of his candidates in order to even break the tie.
But he already did. Listen, Antoine, let's shoot straight now. There's a time for diplomacy. There's a time for everything under the sun, okay? Uh-huh. The diplomacy in this matter has already been foretold.
Yes.
This is a matter that's already done.
Yes.
The next 20-some members
are
already chosen.
Right.
It's already done.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
This was not a choice. Yeah, maybe Michael Pintard and others participated in this. But the truth of the matter is that there was a Trump in the room. Oh, my God. It might have been Donald, or it might have been a Trump card, but there was a Trump in the room.
Right.
And the Trump in the room has already determined who the next slate of person is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm getting calls already to say, Howard, it's unfair for what's happening in these areas.
Yeah.
How is it that The only person that placed themselves forward at the forefront for Bamboo Town over the past 4 years Renwood Wells, and Renwood Wells is not even being considered. He is not even being considered for Bamboo Town.
And frankly speaking, Howard, he's the best shot. He's the best.
The people
shot
still retain. They still retain on the an aura. Of the codum and this sort of respect for Renwood Wells right now.
Yes, right now. I agree with that.
Renwood Wells, he ain't trying to run from no place else. Does he mean advocating for Renwood, you know? He ain't trying to run to no other constituency.
Yes.
He ain't looking for no easy nothing. He won't go right back to Bamboo Town.
Yes.
The people just cut his hip. He went with the FNM. He went with the PLP. They kick him out. He won't go back.
He has political currency, good political currency, unlike a bunch of them candidates who was named the other day.
Rejected.
Don't have no currency except bad will for the Bahamian people, except evil intent, except a bunch of fraud and lies.
Listen, Heather Hunt had been working on the ground in Freetown, this is the information that comes to me, for at least 2.5 years. And then of a sudden, there is an immediate shift that Bamboo Town.
She ran from Marathon.
She ain't going back to Marathon.
No matter where she ran out. Listen, yeah, Howard. If I could, Howard, stay in the same line of discussion we're having, but jumping to last night. Howard, the vice chair. The deputy prime minister, deputy leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, was in top form last night when he spoke. He hit all the nails right with regards to the FNM, right? Mm-hmm. And with regards to what is happening in that party. The prime minister, top form last night. He hit the ground hard last night, Howard. And he gave example after example after example of what he's doing, of how he's accomplishing these things, of who is benefiting. He gave the who, what, where, why, and whatever else you want to know. And he also spoke about the despair and the dismay of the opposition. Listen, man, Howard, we may have a new opposition if opposition leader pits him and his team and their act together. There may be a new opposition, Howard. Did you see that, Howard?
This is going to be heavy.
There may be a new opposition in this country, Howard. And I hope the people who listening get the message to Leader Pintard, opposition Leader Pintard. Well, because if they don't get their act together, they may not even be opposition after the next general election. Because from what is happening right now, we can have not a tsunami, we can have a tsunami. We are gonna have a tsunami in this country. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a tsunami.
That don't make a difference to me. Listen to me. Either you prepared or you ain't prepared. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't want to see a tsunami.
Listen,
I
am not here to try to be able to negotiate with the Bahamian people about the possibility to retain incompetence. That's it. That's not going to happen. I'm not here to ask for your hand to please keep lousy men in leadership. Right? It don't make no sense. I'm not going to negotiate with Bahamian people. If you can get washout, you get washout. If you can get washed out, they rinse you properly. Anton, let me go get these next telephone calls. I appreciate your telephone call,
brother. Thank you.
Right? No, so I, it is no way for me to pretend with you to say, well, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do the Cuban Ingram thing and say to you that, oh, we got to do our best to be able to see if we can have a proper mix in there because it's hard to find these fellas jobs and all that. Listen to me, you lousy. If you can't get a job, you're lousy. Okay? If you can't get in your constituency, if you're running from one constituency to another, if you want to be able to wipe everybody out of these particular constituencies because you believe it's easier to win in this area, you are lousy. And maybe this isn't for you. I mean, everybody else got to consider their job and their position. Everybody else got to consider that. Listen, I don't think you're doing well in these areas. Have you evaluated yourself? Is there anyone giving a proper assessment and evaluation as to what your performance is? How is it that we could look at other persons in the organization and we could acquire how many times these people have failed and how they have been placed on the shelf? How is it? How is it we could look at the failure of others and see that they've been placed in the position to be able to help from the back? Yeah, you all help from the back. We try to give you an opportunity to be able to come to the forefront, but you can't do it well, so we want you to be able to help from the back. But some people will always be pushed to the forefront and they don't have the tenacity. They don't have the electricity to be able to electrify a mosquito. Michael Scott, that's for you. How is it? How is it? How is it that we are to sit here and watch the going-ons of incompetence politically? This ain't have nothing to do with your character, your education, your experience, your exposure, your family lineage. This ain't got nothing to do with that. This have to do with everything that you are not prepared for this job here. This job right here. This ain't for you. And you keep pushing down and pushing and pushing and pushing. And I supposed to swallow that? I don't want that. I don't want that. I reject that. But none of y'all could say that. You sit right there and then you'll tell me about how David and Goliath and Esau and Elijah and this and that and Jesus Christ is coming back and, you know, he might be here now in the form of Michael Pinta. You need to stop it. Quick break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Eck right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Pop the top and collect. Check your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes. With winners on different islands.
Collect.
Pop the top and collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears. Take a sip and collect merchandise.
Hey, so Marie got
a pop mine.
Won't come and eat
with free bears.
I'll go and under.
Check your cap.
Ready to go around Bahama.
Collect. Pop the top and collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, might I say.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes on through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
You're not fair. You're just not fair. You're not fair with me. You're not fair with me. I just want to say that to you. Okay? For the most of you who are calling in here and cussing me out and telling me about all these things, you're not being fair with me. We had 3 years from 2021, we were on the side of Michael Pintard. When he took on the realms of leadership, the helms of leadership in the organization, when Minnis pushed back, Initially ministers didn't necessarily push back, but he took on the helm of leadership. Some things shifted in the organization. Then he went for formality. Then we sat with him. We spoke with him. We encouraged him. We said that we expect great. Micah Pintock, as an individual, he worked. He did tremendous. We've identified those things. It's only when, listen, all up to June 1st, 2024, formality of the organization aligned itself behind Michael Pintard, things started to shift. With the convention, the formality of the organization, the old-time politics of the organization aligned itself behind Michael Pintard, then things started to shift. I have only treated Michael Pintard with the utmost respect. Never disrespected him. I never disrespected this man for the commitment that he's made and for the commitment that I know that this means to him and his family. This is not an easy road. The glitter, they think it's a bed of roses. But who feels it? No, that's just a little Bujibantan for you. I know this wasn't easy for Michael. I supported him. I wanted to see the best from him, and I had great expectations from him. I promise you I had great expectations of, and I still do, of Michael Pintard. But I can see the handwriting on the wall, and the insignia is not Michael Pintard's insignia. The choices that are being made because he falls within the confines of the organization and those things that needs to be done in the organization has a hierarchy and these things that are, yeah, I understand. But the truth is that his vision is not being seen bleeding through the seams of the organization. It's not being seen. And I blame a lot of this on the chairman. I blame a lot of, y'all watch me put Dwayne Sands to work the entire time. I blame it on the chairman. There is no way that I could be a chairman of the organization, of any organization, that has different jurisdictions. And my only responsibility is chairman should be taken care of, that they're comfortable, that they have access to information, to communication, that we're making sure that there's fundraising, that there's a sense of consistency, that there's law and order being kept in each one of these jurisdictions, that we could ensure that everything's transparent, that we could be able to deduce and dissect and identify. And that's all my job is. This is all my job is to make sure my people straight. My people straight. I ain't got no constituency. I know I won't go back to the old constituency I come from. I won't find a place that I'm better. There would be 39 constituencies in the country saying, Howard, come this way, you know. Don't worry about this fella. You'll find something for him to do. 39 constituencies. Yeah, man. Because that is the level of commitment that I would make to every one of my... These people will be begging for me to be their chairman. How is it, as the self-proclaimed CEO of an organization, there is no cohesion, there's no sense of unity, the people are still saying that the communication is tattered and torn as it relates to being able to see. There's still this idea of Nassau centricity coming out of the Free National Movement. That the people in the family island say, well, I didn't know this, and why didn't I say this, and blah, 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 all these, I don't understand that. In 2024, 23, 24, 25, I don't understand that. I'm confused. So I put him to work. And you're being unfair with me as though I saying that this about Michael Pintard. I'm not saying this about Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard, I don't care who he is. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He's not the three in one. This is not the Trinity. These are three individuals who have strategic positions in the organization whose responsibility is to work to unify the organization together. I am telling you, it is not apparent that it's working like that. I am telling you, Michael Pintard busting his behind to make this thing work properly. I'm watching him. This man is exhausted. He ain't gonna show you that. He can show you a good smile. He can show you a good smile. He can put on his game face. He can come out. He can perform. But there, the cohesion necessary, that unified strength, that commitment necessary. That's what your chairman's supposed to do for you. Your chairman's supposed to be able to get called up and ready to go. I don't care what you say, but Fred Mitchell. Fred Mitchell is an excellent chairman. Bradley Roberts, excellent chairman. Michael Pintar, when he was in chairman, excellent chairman. See me trying to swim in through my head, trying to figure out who has it as excellent chairman. There's a couple people in the organizations over the years that proved themselves worthy of the capacity of being chairman of the organization. The charm necessary. That ability to be able to pull finances, that ability to be able to rally people, the history aspect of the party, the understanding the youthful arm and being able to incorporate them organically, not be a space for them. These persons, they understand the beating heart of their organization. That's what the chairman is to do. That is what the chairman is to do. His only job is to take care of his people. That's why he puts on the task. Don't make me feel like I did that to Michael Pinto. I didn't do that to him. You're being unfair with me. The only scrutiny I have levied against Michael Pintard is with the choice of force, not even Michael's choice. I don't care what nobody tell me. This is not Michael's choice. His articulation over the past 3.5 years that spoke to a youthful concept and an idea of inclusion and spoke to the talent that exists across the country. This is not that. This is not that. This is a strategic alliance to identify that potentially when somebody else comes in there, they will lend their significant support for whoever else coming behind them. Am I watching this? This is an alliance within an alliance. I'm looking at this, please. I'm looking at this. And this is by design. This is not a democratic approach. This is not a democratic approach. This is by design. And it seems as though that if everything doesn't work out, you could have your core people and many of people come in strategic positions to ensure that they could be able to support you. I'm looking at this, and you may not want me to scrutinize this, but I'm only asking the questions as to whether or not we will ever see a true vision from Michael Pinto. Not that he ain't got one, you know. Not that he ain't got one. But there are layers and layers of senior men that surround the throne now. Huh? They're like cherubims and seraphims. Cherubims. They out here with their eyes around and they got their wings stretched across. Not Michael Pintard. Because he's not in the holies of holies at this particular point. And if you understand your church reference. They got around Hubert Ingram. Oh, my God. Oh, Howard, you'll never talk about Hubert Ingram. That's sacrilegious. Listen, man. Hubert Ingram is a man just like me. He's a man just like me. Strategically being placed in a position where God has anointed him to make certain decisions. And at this particular juncture, he has not gracefully bowed out. He has not gracefully bowed out. He's sitting in this position and he is authoritarian again. My God, we thought we was done with this. And all y'all want in the FN, big grown men, y'all only want cut hip. All of y'all going to school, you got more degree than Hubert Ingram. You travel all over the world, your parents spend all this money, you do all these things, and all you're doing sitting here with your hat in hand, like you're biting on your hat, asking, anything else I could do, boss man? And you're strategically in the position to be able to assist with the not only reformation and realignment of the organization, but potentially for the country. And you're sitting down looking at a campaign from 1997. You can't blame Michael Pintard for that. You can't. Michael Pintard did whatever he could in the position of victory. Now you got to pay the piper. That's all this is. You got to pay the piper. But nobody will have this conversation with me. Oh, Howard, you're rude. You're rude. You should never call Hubert. You want me to call Barry Christie name all the time. I tell you, he's my favorite politician. You didn't say nothing when I call his name. We could call Lyndon Pinlan name, no problem. But if I dare call Hubert Ingram name, you won't kill me. You need to stop, man. Stop, and you're being unfair with me. Unfair. This is honesty. And if you cannot see this, then I don't know what kind of sorcery you want to know. I don't know what kind of obeah and political witchcraft you under. What you drink? What you drink? My God, you've been to Jonestown. You drink the Kool-Aid and the Tangeray. You drink everything. Caller, go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Julian?
Let me tell you something, my brother.
How did that thing look last night?
You hit another home run today. You're 2-0 now.
Praise Jesus.
Listen to me. The one is over. They say the people of the university hanging on the fence. No more space on the, when you know when you're not, no more space on the park. You're doing something good. But you said that Michael Pintard is not the 3-1. From what I see last night, my judging, Michael Pintard, Shannon Dawn, and Dwayne Sands, three of them now look like they can't make one. You know, but let me say this, so this F&M organization now, this is being designed for Dr. Dwayne Sands. This is being designed for Pintard to get beat, but they have to make sure for Dr. Dwayne Sands in a seat that he could win, which is very difficult to find him right now. They got to find someplace for him. That's the only way he'd become the leader after this next election. This is designed by Mr. Hubert Ingram. As long as Mr. Hubert Ingram is alive after this next election,
Nobody will talk to me like this. Nobody will have no honest conversation. Everybody want to be able to fall in line with the protocols of what existed before. And we are trying to get to a better place in this country, and people won't tell me I'm talking foolishness. Well, do what you have to do. Do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do. Do you feel like I'm making a little bit of sense with what I'm saying?
As a young man who have aspirations to be able to be great and do great things in this country, from the businesses that I've tried, the commitments that I've made, the things that I've done in this country, the ways that I've been national politics, from the individual politics, and the desire to be able to move forward, and what I've seen and experienced for myself, how you can tell me I lie? How you can tell me that? How you can tell me I lie? How people can call me, tell me I wrong, and I lie? How? I am telling you.
Is you in the yes or boy?
I ain't looking for nothing from none of these people. I ain't ask you for nothing.
But let me say this in closing. You asked me about the crowd last night. The park was hot. That means plenty of people was out there. I was sweating. Plenty of people was out there. Lisa Ramin started off, bomb. I was very much surprised with Vian Monroe. I didn't know Vian Monroe. I didn't him like that. Vian Monroe said, if you pave 50 miles of road, and only get three more to pay if they can talk about the three with you in. So watch out for that. That's part of tricks there. Watch out for that. Huh?
I watch
you. You build 60 clinics. You only get three more clinics to do. They talk about the three clinics with you in repair yet. They ain't talking about the 60 with you done finish. Huh?
I watching it.
All right. But listen to me. This here is designed. The other people will believe it or not. I know I can get some criticism. This here is designed by Hubert Ingram for Michael Pintard to get beat.
I don't believe that Hubert Ingram would do that.
If you put Dwayne Sands right now and Pintard on a stage, and Mr. Ingram has to pick one of them to say support for leader, I'll almost bet that Mr. Ingram would support Dr. Dwayne Sands. Wait, now, he said that Dr. Dwayne Sands is...
But he said, from the information I received, he support Dwayne Sands and and Michael Pintard.
You can't support the two.
That's the information I received.
If you have two children,
it's the information
say you'd like all your children the same, but you can feel for one more than the other one. I say you like that one better than the other one, you know, but you can feel... Even, you know, you get two children, sometimes you go, you sneak, give that one couple of dollars, and I don't tell your sister. You like one better than one.
You make sure they
you have to take care of if anything in life is two or more, you have to have a choice. You have to like one more than one. You might be open with it and show it, but you're going to, I sure Mr. Ingram will pick Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Well, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother Julian, and identifying those things. It's just that I can't stand this anymore, okay? You have your own opinion, your own choice, your own space. You have your own things. Do your own thing, all right? Say what you got to say and do those things. I don't call nobody name. I just do what I have to do. People build their show off of my show. I'm not going to fight them. But I sit in here and I'm telling you I've identified these things. And for the texts that I've gotten over the past few days that indicate to me that I'm wrong for what I've said to Michael Pintard, I have said nothing to Michael Pintard except support him. I've said nothing to Michael Pintard except support him. Call him and ask him. I have said nothing to Michael Pintard him and hope the absolute best for him. I keep telling you, I watch Hubert Ingham from a little while. I watch the F&M from 1992. I watch him, I watch Zhivago, I watch all these people, and I said, if there is an opportunity for youth to survive, to be able to show their potential, it could only be through the Free National Movement. So I only was hoping and praying for the best for Michael Pintard the whole time. When the 17 roll out, I get to scrutinize this man. I get to identify this. I get to make a determination based upon the people that you place before me that I don't see perfection. Not that I'm looking for perfection, but I can see the flaws that exist in these particular. And how can I do that? I can't assess North Abaco. I don't know this Boodle woman, but I can do 40% of the people that you've done before have been out here. 40% of the people that you've done before have been rejected. Rejected by the general public. And I've identified these particular things. And the conversations that I'm having with council members of the Free National Movement are telling me these particular things. I don't come out here emotional with y'all, man. But I don't like people trying to lie on me. Don't do that to me, man. I'm sitting here in this particular space and I'm saying to you, I'm watching this, man. I try to be transparent with you. I don't want to be this kind of a bully. I'm trying to be transparent with you, and I'm trying to be able to justify this particular position based upon the information that I have. This is not good. How could it be the expectation of a progressive concept and idea that can flourish in the organization if you can't make the commitments right now? How is it that your argument is always that, well, if others can do it, then I can do it also? Where is the integrity in this, man? Where is the integrity? Where is the conviction in this, man? Have you forgotten your way? How is it can you justify evil with evil? How? How can you justify wrongdoing with wrong? How? How is it that we who scream and cry out for a standard and a standard bearer to be at the helm and at the forefront of things and we're looking at you to be able to hold up the standard? And all you do is say, well, the PLP has done it before. And the PLP say, well, the FNM has done it before. Where is the standard? As we continue to depreciate, as we devolve, as we erode in our society. And if I say it, I'm wrong. Because the precedent has already been set. The bar that has fallen lower than 2 collect bottles for us to limbo over under. The bar. For us to be able to shimmy under has gotten so low in society that we accept anything. And politicians, former politicians, all these persons will come and justify their position between what they believe is right and wrong through the lens of not conviction and not faith, but the traditions of what has happened before. Well, a lousy man. Lousy. And say whatever you want. I ain't in your business. And in your fraternity, and in your lodge, and in your organization, and in that, and I on the radio, and I talking to you based upon observation. And if you don't like it, that's your business. But you have no right to get my business. You have no right. None. Take a telephone call. Call over ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Everything good. What's up, man?
Well, you're preaching. But an observation, you know, an opinion is personal to the individual, right?
Yeah.
And you could be wrong, right?
Yeah.
So you can't take the notion that people can criticize you or strongly condemn you for what you said.
They can do whatever they want to. That's their business. You think I ain't asked them for that?
But the posture you are taking is like you are offended.
I offended because people are saying to me, based upon their opinions, that I'm being unfair to Michael Pintard. I have not done that.
But that's their, but that's their opinion. That's their opinion. That's what they see.
How could your assessment of an entire organization be seen through the lens of an individual who is at the helm currently of the Free National Movement and saying, based upon my assessment of the Free National Movement, you're unfair to Michael Pintard? How?
I heard that, right? But you must be in fact that day. That don't mean they got to agree with what you say you see.
Yeah, but you only okay. You can either be honest or dishonest. I said my point was I didn't have nothing to do.
You know, on the position, I am a strong belief that the former Prime Minister, Mr. Ingram, has his paws on the scale. And you got to bear in mind that Menace was trying to wear that same concept. What now is being betrayed from the body. And you all can damn minutes for that. You know what I'm saying? Because of the overpowering of Mr. Ingram. Okay? Now I agree, Mr. Ingram, how plain to do with what's going on in the FNM. I agree with that. That's my observation. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean Mr. Pintard doesn't have no vision or no ideas.
I never said he didn't. I believe that he does.
Okay, so remember that the party goes in the direction of the leader. Do you agree?
That's how it should be.
Okay, so that's how it is. Okay, so for to say that the FDM has nothing, you said, and I can't quote you verbatim, but you said as what I understood that there's nothing coming out of the FDM for the vision for the country.
I said that what I've heard from Michael Pintard over the past several years with the expectation for what we can see in the next general election as it relates to being able to see the incorporation of youth, the incorporation of technology, the incorporation of new ideas and concepts, the inclusion of all these particular avenues, the commitment that he's made to be able to identify long-standing issues. I've listened to him all this time. The first rollout cannot be reflective of the spirit in which he said what he said over the past few years. Now you fight my guts out. Fight me. Fight me. You think I have a dis? I have no problem with Michael Pintard. None. I have no, me and him never had no issue. We never had no row. I never begged him for nothing. He never promised me nothing. I ain't get it. Me and him never had no problem. I ain't got no problem with this man. None. I only had great expectations from him. My issue, as I go to y'all Archangel and I speak on it, the issue is the thumbprint of Hubert Ingram. That's all. Now fight me. Next call. Last call. Caller? No more calls for the day. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. She says, the PLP organization is garbage, Howard. Okay. It says, you have a lot of resentment towards the FNM. I hear it in your voice and your speech. It's still weak to hear the PLP government missteps and faults. You can do that yourself, obviously. You can do that yourself. That's your business, man. If that's how y'all see these particular things, there's resentment for the FNM. I don't care about the FNM. Not one bit. I got 4 little children to feed. I got children to send to college. I got to pay for school fee. I got a wife to take care of. I got things to do. You think I concern about an organization who ain't care about me? They ain't care about you. You an organization. They ain't care about you when they was there. The former prime minister, y'all still mad at him for going to a snap election and you ain't get paid because you had responsibilities. No one ever considered anything else, but you can tell me I have resentment towards the organization. An organization I've tried years ago to be a part of and was rejected. I was soundly rejected. Soundly. I never held a grudge for that. Never. I never held a grudge for that. I said, big man, I got children to take care of. Somebody text me. Stop, Howard, stop. Why? Because we're talking about the FNM? Or because I say Hubert Ingram? You don't have to stop. Stop it. All of us is big grown man in here. We got to take care of our own family. Either what I'm saying is a lie, or it ain't a lie. Now, you may not say it, but the truth will always be the truth. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to sit with me and join in on the conversation. I can see you guys tomorrow. God spare our life right here on The Foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.